The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
The moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-o! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It's that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Chung.
Joined in the studio by...
Ayman Aspar.
Right.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Ayman, we're just looking through the list of things that you actually do. Right. First, director and founder of the Ox Group Asia.
That's right.
Former VJ of MTV Asia.
That's right.
Silat practitioner and teacher.
Correct.
Art curator and actor.
That's right.
Did you realize that the first three rhymes?
Yeah. Dude, when are you going to make up your mind what you want to do?
Why can't I just do it all?
Of course you can. Where do your loyalties lie? Somebody might ask. No, seriously though, I mean...
And where do you find time?
Yeah.
Dude.
I was having conversations about that every day.
Right.
Yeah, every day. Even this morning about time, and it's pretty interesting.
Yeah. I mean, so let's start with the Ox Group Asia.
Right.
It's a kind of coverall company that helps promote and lifestyle arts and culture here in
That's
Malaysia.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about it and why you decided to start it out.
Well, because initially I was born and raised overseas, and I've always wanted to know my people and my country, and finally that I'm back here, been living here for a while, I started to discover a lot of things about my people, and something's deep inside me, which I never knew, and something that it's not really been breaded. It's here and there in Malaysia, so I thought I could give some intake of my input from my own discoveries and from what I believe that we could expand our cultural essence overseas as well, eventually. So I decided to come up with Ox Group with my partner, Ismail, to emphasize on a little bit of essence here and there.
Right. Yeah. Do you think that maybe that kind of want to do that is because you were born and raised overseas?
Yes, right. Definitely, because it's about finding yourself and sharing with the world, definitely.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You see, my experience is similar but kind of the polar opposite of yours. I was raised in the UK,
okay.
But wanted to move to somewhere, to Beijing, in fact,
right.
Of all places, because I wanted to kind of lose who I was and rediscover myself. Does that make sense?
You got lost.
Yeah, I was a little bit lost.
Yeah.
But it was kind of... I moved somewhere where I couldn't speak the language, couldn't read it, couldn't understand it. And that idea of self-identity and re-finding yourself when you're put among, like a cat amongst the pigeons, right? Mm-hmm. Does that kind of reflect?
Yeah, I could reflect and I could relate exactly the same way, except mine's slightly opposite.
Right, definitely. Yeah. It's almost like we're opposites almost.
Yeah,
yin and yang almost.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the Ox Group that dealt with. Right. Let's talk about the Salat stuff that you're doing.
Right.
I mean, that's a very, very obviously a very Malaysian thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're quite in depth with it as well. You're heavily involved with it.
Yeah, because like my father's background is Silat, and I mean, they've always been practicing it. But it's something that I actually picked on when I came back here. Mm. I've been quite an athlete when I was young, highly involved with Muay Thai, and I was a runner. But something in Silat that made me found myself. That has to do a lot with relation with Ox Group and why it happened. It's quite a complete art. It talks about your mind, body, and soul. And it's about how do you find your grounds, groundworks, and how do you recognize your soul, and where do you take it off from there? You know, and the physical factor does apply because you need to have a healthy body, and the aspect of the martial art in terms of sparring, it applies because it strengthens your mind.
Yeah.
So it's beautiful and something that I actually portray in what I do in my work as well in Ox Group. Yeah,
I believe back then when you were at the age of 17, you suffered a massive heart attack, and then that's why you used Silat as a way to get your health back, right?
That's right.
So how much does it help actually?
It was interesting enough, my self-discovery is that when I was much younger, I was really highly effective in sports, but I was not necessarily the most fittest in my mind. You know, you do things because you believe that you need to do it and you just portray, but you're not exactly happy. And it led me to a lot of things where how I had my heart attack, because my heart was beating faster than my lungs were pumping, basically. That's what we understood back then. Until now, doctors cannot figure out what actually happened. But what matters is I'm alive.
Yeah. But at 17, that must have been
a painful.
Massive shock.
17, 18, twice towards 19. And then when I was introduced to CLAT properly and say, you know, you should just give it a shot. I'm like, I have nothing to lose. You know, I thought I was going to be dead because doctors are telling me, you're probably 21, 23, you're done. I'm like, okay, that means I have more reasons to enjoy my life.
Right, yeah.
You know, and try everything that comes my way. And when I did, and I understood that the mind is the reason why the body collapse. You know, as much as we believe that our body is healthy, the mind is not happy. The soul is not being fed. So nothing kind of like it's not, right. You don't have a wholesome society with your body.
Correct. Yeah. These people who continually talk about how sick they are the ones that continually get sick.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
Okay. On that note, we had to take a very short break though.
Yeah.
We'll be back after these messages. But before we do that, we'll tell you about one of our giveaways tonight. We'll tell you about the tickets to the My UK EDU British Alumni Pop-Up Nightclub at the British Steps Auditorium. It's happening on the 5th of November. It's featuring the top British DJ Goldie Rocks. Here's the question.
Now, Jason Statham, action movie star, was once part of the British Commonwealth Games team in 1990. Now, what did he compete in? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Tell us where you deserve to win those tickets.
We'll tell you how to get Rockaway tickets in the second half of the show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. BFM 89.9 at the Business Station. It's that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
This is
Ayman Asmar.
He's still with us all the way through until 10 p.m. this evening, folks. If you miss any part of the beginning of the podcast, beginning of the show, head over to the website, listen to the podcast, www.bfm.my.
All right, you can send a chance to win a pair of tickets to the My UK EDU British Alumni Pop-Up Nightclub at the British Steps Auditorium on the 5th of November featuring British DJ Goldie Rocks. Now, the question is, Jason Statham, action movie star, was once part of the British Commonwealth Games team in 1990. Now, what did he compete in? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Tell us why you deserve to win those tickets.
Okay, so a little bit earlier we were talking about CLAT. Now, we're going to move on because award-winning actor, choreographer and creative director. Three more strings to your bow, should we say. Dude, I mean, the one thing that both myself and the intern were intrigued about, Counter-Strike the musical.
That's right.
What the heck, dude?
We know Counter-Strike, but we never knew that, you know, that's a musical for
it. Yeah. It was done just recently, just about 2 months back. It was for Short and Sweet Festival. Yeah.
Right.
It happens in Kelpack every year. It was under the category of musical.
Yeah.
It was directed by Freddie Tan, and he's from Sifu Productions.
Gotcha.
So he created this musical not just to compete, but also to pitch for his clients. And eventually we won. We won all the awards.
Yay!
Not all, but the important ones.
Tell us, how does it work? What is this about?
What's the
Counter-Strike about?
Okay, so those who people do not know Counter-Strike, it's a video game. It's a very epic.
Do you play?
I used to play.
Okay.
I mean, back in the 90s, man, I can't even remember.
So when he pitched it to you, like, of course I know what I'm... Yes, I'm in.
I'm like, I'm in. Yeah. Okay, the story is slightly sensitive, political.
Okay.
Because we represent some political people.
Okay. all right.
So we had to adapt a story. So we played with some politics story that's happening around the world, and everyone represents something and someone...
It sounds so wonderfully vague. Yeah.
So those who are watching didn't understand because there's no story behind Counter-Strike.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was brilliantly implemented, and there was about 4 or 5 songs, and each emphasis on the different characters and the situation that told the whole story. But the concept is definitely Counter-Strike.
Right.
And the choreography, the fighting scene, staging and everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, just to kind of go back to what we talked about a little bit earlier on. I mean, right. Adeline mentioned you were young when you fell sick the first time.
Right.
All these things that you're doing right now all together, are you doing it to kind of...
Bucket list?
Yeah, if you like. Does it feel like that?
You know, I never thought about that bucket list. But
I need to do all this before I die.
that's the spirit I had
until
today. I treat every day as if it's my last.
Okay,
because if you don't, you're gonna be in your bed and you're gonna pass away eventually. You don't want to say to yourself, "I wish I did."
Mm. Mm.
And back then, I wanted so much dreams, but I didn't know how to manage it. But now that I know how to manage my time and myself, I'm just doing it all.
Right.
I'm just doing it all.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I spoke to somebody recently, funnily enough, who has a very similar train of thought.
Yeah.
But it wasn't so much you have to do all of these things before you pass away. You've got to eat everything before you pass away. And of course, it was a Malaysian, you know.
Definitely.
And we were chatting and, you know, this person was talking to a friend of mine. Oh, have you tried this?
Right.
You know, no, I've not tried that. You should eat it. You never know. You might die tomorrow and you've
exactly.
never tried it.
Exactly.
You know, and there's stuff that, you know, you add to your list.
Yeah.
But you never know. You know, after eating it, you die.
You may well die.
Yeah.
It must have been the best meal of your life.
It would have been the best meal of your life. But in terms of like what your focus is going to be over the next year, I mean, you were outside of the studio, you're briefly telling me about an exhibition that you're putting on.
That's right.
Both here and overseas.
Yes.
Can you tell me a bit more about it?
Yeah, I can give you a little gist.
Let's do that.
For the public to hear. So we're doing a tour. It's a photography exhibition. It's a 30-day exhibition. It's live art and it's open to public. No tickets. You can watch it. So the whole point of the exhibition is pretty interesting. Is we're trying to capture people's soul.
Okay.
Because nowadays, when you see photography, we see pictures, or you even meet people in life, you do not know their soul. And we're curating this psychologically, from the food aspect to the smell, to the senses, to even the conversation involved in this photography exhibition, where at the end of the day, you'll get to see the person's soul.
Hmm. Very interesting.
Very deep.
Very deep.
So in this exhibition, is there a progression? Do you start at one point and you end at another point?
Right. That's the part where it's stressing me out right now.
Right.
Because we have 30 different talents that will be participating each day, very different.
Mm.
So different people will have different background, different mindset. So the most difficult part is when do we determine the icebreaker to the vulnerable state that leads up for them to showcase their true soul. And getting the participant is really tough as well, because not many people want to be that vulnerable.
Well, they're open,
In that open. But because of the setting, the public won't be that close. They'll be visible, but not that close. And why we put it in such a setting, because we want people to showcase their true soul in public form, because that's when it's toughest.
Mm.
When we're alone with somebody, it's easy. Mm. Yeah. But when are you being honest on a public scale? So this is something we're trying to capture.
You're going to get people crying, screaming,
exactly.
and smiling, everything.
Exactly. It's not going to be a peaceful
right.
outcome all the time, but it's going to be a nurturing and discovery for the person. Itself.
It sounds fascinating.
Yeah. So right. it's not just about catching the person's soul and leave them vulnerable for the rest of their life. No. It's going to be life-changing for them as well.
Mm.
So that's the purpose.
Where are you exhibiting?
So we're going to exhibit in Kuala Lumpur first. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to move to Paris, Singapore, Bali, then last, Penang. So we're still in the works of like working maybe Jakarta or Hong Kong. We'll see. But at this point, because it's 30 days each, and then we'll have a final exhibition to showcase all the photography, I think we're 5 exhibitions, pretty good.
yeah. It's quite a bit of work, right?
Yeah, it's quite a bit of work.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right. Almost time to wrap up for this segment. So what we'll do is we'll give you a quick reminder. We have a giveaway for the Goldie Rocks thing. My EDU UK.
My UK EDU, British Alumni Pop-Up Nightclub at the British Steps Auditorium, which is happening on the 5th of November, featuring top British DJ Goldie Rocks. Now the question is, Jason Statham, action movie star, was once part of the British Commonwealth Games team in 1990. Now what did he compete in? Send your name and your IC number to 0162019000. Tell us why you deserve to win those tickets.
Okay, Ayman, stick with us. Right, don't go anywhere. And when we come back, we'll be talking about news from page 2. And of course, Smarty Pants. Do not go anywhere, and if you want to get your hands on some Rockaway Fest tickets, stay tuned. We're telling you more about that a little bit later on. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It's that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
I'm at Asmawar.
Again, he's with us all the way through until 10 p.m. this evening. Ladies and gents, we've been talking about the pop-up nightclub with Goldie Rocks?
My UK EDU British Alumni pop-up nightclub.
Right, so we're going to move on to the Rockaway Fest now in the second half of the show. If you want to get yourself some Rockaway Fest tickets, here's what you need to do.
Now, tell us, who were the two original vocalists for local rock band Alley Cat? Send your name and your IC number to 0162019000. Tell us your name, IC number, and why you deserve to win those Rockaway Festival, which is happening on the 19th of November at the Extreme Park Bukit Jalil, thanks to our friends at Livescape Group.
Extra, extra, beat all the fire!
What's all the shouting?
Dun, dun, dun.
You first.
Right, it's a story I picked up earlier today, and the headline is Chubby Dads, More Attractive to Women and Live Longer.
Santa Claus.
No, not Santa Claus. Right, so pudgy older fathers live longer, are more attractive to the opposite sex, and are better at passing on their genes than their leaner counterparts. This is according to a scientist's new report. Becoming fatter after fatherhood, due to the decreasing testosterone levels, may not fit the kind of macho ideal, but it actually prolongs lives and strengthens immune systems. This is according to an anthropologist and a professor from Yale University. He's saying that there's evidence that these men are less likely to suffer from heart attacks and prostate cancer. And a study in 2008 found that men with high metabolisms, like myself, because I'm very thin, were around 50% more likely to die in a given year than those whose bodies burned up less energy whilst they're resting, right? First and foremost, that was the one thing that kind of scared me a little bit, because I always was always told, if you have a fast metabolism, you're healthy, things are going well, you know, this you hear you these people who are sedentary and they're getting fat and they're getting cardio problems or one thing or another. It's a bit scary. This kind of shakes things up a little bit. So the professor actually says macho actually makes you sick. The Hollywood image, right? The Hollywood image of the swaggering, dashing men killing bad guys and all that kind of stuff gives us this idea of indestructibility. And now, while men on average are larger than women, they have a lot of weaknesses, right? We have a harder time fighting off illnesses and infections. And to put it bluntly, men just don't take care of themselves for the most part. Right, they don't go to the gym as often as girls do.
They do now.
They do now. They don't eat proper food as much as healthy food.
Okay, I won't
say
all dads. Okay, there are a certain number of dads.
Not just dads. Men in general.
They,
right,
they are healthy.
Particularly here in Malaysia, the amount of people who eat less healthy foods is prevalent. We know that.
That is
right?
Why we have boot camp.
We have boot camp. So what they're saying is that because most men don't look after themselves as well as they do. It has a significant impact on the pace at which we age. But to move on to this whole thing about, you know, chubbier men and women, you look at people like Robert De Niro. He had a child at 68, right? Mm-hmm. Rod Stewart had his 8th child at 66 years old. So what they're saying is when you get to that age and you get a little bigger, men tend to buy stuff like baggier trousers. Right. Right. And why might that be good for men?
Go on, area?
Area, yes. Right. There's more space for things. Correct.
Yeah.
More space for things to hang out. and therefore, you know, it keeps those other things healthier.
That is why they advise you not to wear leather-tight pants.
Leather-tight pants. You name that to all of the rockers from the 1980s, including the guys from the Alley Cats. You know, they did all right, right? Mm-hmm. But conversely, another Cambridge University last year study found that women who were searching for a father, if they were to choose the ideal man, they chose long-distance runners because they traditionally have low levels of fat and are more likely to have a stronger sex drive and higher sperm count. Okay. There you go. So you've learned something today.
Fascinating.
But I heard, a doctor once told me that for men especially, if you, when you stand straight,
right,
and you just look down, right, and if your tummy is bulging and if you can't see your feet, right, meaning high chances of you getting a heart attack.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'd imagine so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
So how is that, like, you know, being better and fitter then?
I don't know. But according to new professor at Yale University.
Yale University.
It's just about,
So are we encouraging fathers and men generally, it's okay to be fat or maybe it's okay to be chubby?
Pretty much. What they're saying is these guys who have had kids already and have got a little bit chubbier tend to lead a lifestyle where they are chasing women less and spend more time with their children. Their focus changes.
Yeah, definitely. Right.
You know, I think I agree with this professor. I mean, Buddha has a beautiful belly and he's long life.
That's a happy Buddha. That's a happy Buddha we're talking about.
Yeah.
Come on then, Andy, what do you have?
All right, well, I believe we have the same story, right, Ayman?
Yeah, that's right.
So we'll be talking about, well, this story is from China. So this lady in China, she bought a house by selling 20 iPhones given by 20 boyfriends.
I don't know which is more impressive, the having 20 iPhones or having 20 boyfriends.
Yeah.
So she sold, the thing is, people are amazed at how she has convinced 20 of her ex-boyfriends.
Oh, ex-boyfriends.
Obviously, like, how can she have 20 boyfriends at the time?
Well, you never know. Some people have a boyfriend for each day.
How do you, like you?
You were just talking about it just before we started recording. Don't pretend we're not. Don't pretend, Adeline. Come on.
No, I was saying, like, you know, 12 months, you know, if you want to get someone, you know.
Carry on. Tell the story. Yeah. Tell the story.
Okay. So 20 iPhones was sold to a mobile phone recycling site called this Hui Shou Bao for 115,000 yuan. So it's about 23,571 Sing dollars.
Wow.
That's a lot.
To pay down payment, deposit for a countryside house.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
She planned this. She's definitely brilliant.
Yeah.
And there's even a hashtag. It's 20 mobile phones, 20 mobiles for a house. There's the hashtag.
So, I mean, my question is, what did she say to her ex-boyfriend?
That is why I was so surprised that, you know, how do you ask your ex-boyfriends?
Hey, can you give me some money?
To buy you an iPhone. And right. We're talking about iPhone 7, yeah?
It's super expensive.
It is. And then you get the money, you sell those phones and buy a house. Mm. So pay a down payment for a house. Mm. Like, what do you do? How do you do that?
Maybe you should call her and ask her. Hashtag her.
I need to call her.
You know, I think if we all knew how to do it, we all have done it too.
This is true. This is true.
Have you seen the house rates nowadays? Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so... 20 boyfriends.
Okay, Ayman, I know you're a bit of a competitive man, right? So we've got this little quiz that right. we call Smarty Pants. Sounds a bit like this.
Smarty Pants. 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 Smarty Pants.
30 questions in 3 minutes. See how many you can answer. If you don't know the answer, just say skip and we move right along. The trick is, if you genuinely don't know, don't stop.
Okay.
Right? Keep moving. All right. Wow. So your 3 minutes start now. Bunker, birdie, and four are all terms used in which sport? Golf or hockey?
Golf.
Mount Jungfrau is in which European country? Austria or Switzerland?
Austria.
It's Switzerland. Timothy Q. Mouse, Mr. Stork, and Jim Crow are all characters in which Disney film? Pinocchio or Dumbo?
Dumbo.
Russian doctor Ivan Pavlov was known for his experiments on which animals? Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Which actress won the 2011 Best Actress Oscar for her role in the film Black Swan? Mila Kunis or Natalie Portman?
Natalie Portman.
The Pythagorean theorem is used in which branch of mathematics? Geometry or algebra?
Algebra.
A cryptonym, it's geometry. A cryptonym is better known by which name? A call name or a code name?
Code name.
In medicine, coprostasophobia is the fear of what? Constipation or cobras?
Cobras.
It's constipation.
Really?
A subject close to my own heart. What is the title of the 2010 film based on the memoir of real-life canyoneer Aaron Ralston, who became trapped by a boulder in an isolated canyon in Utah in April 2003? 127 hours or the long mile?
127 hours.
Correct. What nationality was 19th century author Hans Christian Andersen? Was he German or Danish?
German.
Trick question.
Oopsie.
Danish. In humans, Vrolic disease affects which part of the body, the skin or the bone?
Skin.
It's the bone. Which fruit is traditionally used in the recipe for a Liverpool tart, orange or lemon?
Lemon.
Hamidi Jandoubi was the last person in France to be executed by which method in September 1977? Hanging or the guillotine?
Hanging.
It's the guillotine. Prairie wolf is another name for which animal, coyote or dingo?
Coyote.
Correct. Who played Brad Pitt's wife, Teresa Mills, in the film Seven? Was it Nicole Kidman or Gwyneth Paltrow?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
I'll Be There for You by the Rembrandts is the theme tune to which US TV comedy series? Is it Friends or Seinfeld?
Friends.
Which bird traditionally inhabits the Tower of London, ravens or pigeons?
Raven.
Correct. Guy Fawkes Night is celebrated during which month of the year in the UK, October or November?
October.
November. Rhode Island Red is a breed of which bird, a chicken or an eagle?
Eagle.
It's a chicken. Gymnogynomania is an urge to spy on people while they are doing what? Undressing or working out?
I'm dressing.
Correct. In the fashion industry, what does prêt-à-porter mean? Ready to wear or prototype?
Ready to wear.
Correct. Which four-letter word beginning with F is a type of Greek flaky pastry in very thin sheets? Filo or frit?
Frit.
It's filo. Oh. La Paz is the administrative capital of which South American country? Argentina or Bolivia?
Bolivia.
Correct. What is a method of hair removal called in which strands of cotton are used to pluck unwanted hair? Threading or needling?
Threading.
I'll give you one more question. A diamondback is what type of creature? A snake or a crocodile?
Crocodile.
It's a snake.
Really?
Yeah.
Diamondback?
Diamondback rattlesnake, yeah. Right, we're going to take a very short break. We'll be right back after these messages. Don't go anywhere. From me, Adeline, and Iman, you listen to That Time of Night on BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. It's That Time of Night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Jung.
This
and
is...
Iman Asmar.
We haven't scared him off. He's still here.
Not yet.
Very quickly, we're going to let you have another chance to win some tickets for the Rockaway Fest before we tell you the answer at the end of the show. Question is...
Who were the two original vocalists for local rock band Alley Cats? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Tell us why you deserve to win those tickets to Rockaway Festival, which is happening on the 19th of November at the Extreme Park, Bukit Jalil, thanks to our friends at Livescape Group.
Now then, we better go through some of the questions that Iman got incorrect. Let's do that.
All right, the first one. Mount Jungfrau is in which European country? It's Switzerland. The in medicine, corpus tasophobia is fear of what? Constipation. What nationality was 19th century author Hans Christian Andersen? Is Danish. In humans, frolic disease affects which part of the body? It's bone. And that's it.
That's it. Okay, let's have a drum roll, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, Iman Asmawar scored 15 points.
Congratulations, sir. Congratulations. Well done. You made it to the end.
Pretty good.
Right. So before we let you depart out of the studio, this exhibition that you've got going on, do we have a definite date and where we can see it yet here in KL?
No. We'll get the dates in December.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, right. Okay, fair
enough. Maybe you have a website.
Any performances coming up we can tell people about?
Sorry?
Any performances coming up we can tell people about?
Performances? No. It's all corporate. It's all internal.
So we've brought him in and he's got nothing to tell us.
But
there is a little event that's happening by August Man, which is featuring Man of the Year, and they're featuring me for the theatre, the Malay theatre.
Oh.
Lovely.
Language, because I did two Shakespeare this year, which is a Malay adaptation. So they're featuring me in the magazine on the 2nd of December for doing the event.
Excellent. Yeah. Okie dokie. Right. So throughout the show, we've been asking you two sets of questions. One...
Okay, so the first question to win my UK EDU British Alumni Pop-Up Nightclub at the British Steps Auditorium on the 5th of November featuring top British DJ Goldie Rocks. And the question was, Jason Statham action movie star was once part of the British Commonwealth Games team in 1990. Now, what did he compete in?
Falling off plinths.
No.
Otherwise known as diving.
Diving.
Yeah, he was a diver, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Just say diver. Like.
He was a diver,
Don't.
So if you answer correctly, you will be hearing from us at the end of the show.
And the second one, to win a pair of tickets to Rockaway Fest happening on the 19th of November at the Extreme Park, Bukit Jalil, thanks to our friends at Livescape Group. And the question was, who were the two original vocalists for local rock band Alley Cats? And the answer is...
I'm Andy Noh.
I'm not going to answer for the people.
It was David and Logan Allen. There you go. If you answered correctly, you'll be hearing from us at the end of the show, which is right now, almost, because we've got facts we need to throw out, right?
So did you know that only a few species of piranha are carnivorous, most eat plant matter or insects?
Interesting.
That's interesting.
Did you know that engineers use potatoes to test the in-flight Wi-Fi? Because potatoes are used as human stand-ins because they absorb the signals in the same way that people do.
Oh my God, wow.
So there you go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for tuning in. Iman, thank you very much for
thank
coming.
Thank you for having me.
Pleasure to meet you. It has been That Time of Night. My name has been Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.